Cross Sports fans. Cross Sports is for all sports fans. I am your host and founder, Robert Wells, and let's talk about sports. Today is another great day to be a Chicago Bulls fan. Now, yesterday, we already know that the Bulls signed and traded New Orleans Pelicans point guard, Lonzo Ball. Excellent move. And then when I was done with my episode yesterday, the Bulls signed free agent guard, Alice Caruso from the Los Angeles Lakers to a 4-year, $37 million deal. Today, the Chicago Bulls did another sign and trade deal with the San Antonio Spurs. The Bulls sent power forward Thaddeus Young, who I'm going to miss in Chicago, and small forward Al-Farouq Aminu to the San Antonio Spurs for small forward DeMar DeRozan, and they signed him to a 3-year, $85 million deal. The Bulls are back, and there's two things I want to tell you, Chicago Bulls fans, in the state of Illinois, in the U.S., and around the world. Two things. Number one, the 2021-22 Chicago Bulls are NBA championship contenders. Number two, my prediction for the Chicago Bulls starting lineup this year. At point guard, Lonzo Ball. At shooting guard, Zach LaVine. At small forward, DeMar DeRozan. At power forward, Patrick Williams. And at center, Nikola Vucevic. That's a solid starting lineup. On Twitter, Chicago Bulls center Nikola Vucevic said, and I quote, "Bulls Nation, are you excited or what? Welcome to the squad, DeMar DeRozan, Lonzo Ball, and Alice Caruso," end of quote. Yes, get it, Bulls, get it! And what the Bulls did to get DeMar DeRozan, they had to give up some first round, second round draft picks, but who cares? It doesn't matter. We want to win. You do what you have to do to win, and that's what the Bulls, this new management, is doing. The old management didn't do nothing. The last time the Bulls were good and NBA championship contenders was when Tom Thibodeau, Derrick Rose, and Joakim Noah was in Chicago back in 2010 and so on. That's it. That's the last time the Bulls were good, in my opinion. Now back to this year, I know the Lakers are going to be good. They have Russell Westbrook, and now Carmelo Anthony just signed with the Los Angeles Lakers. They're an older team, but they're still good. We all know about the Milwaukee Bucks, the defending NBA world champions. They're going to be good. You can't forget about the Brooklyn Nets. You can't forget about the Phoenix Suns, who was in the NBA Finals. Can't forget about the Utah Jazz, the Philadelphia 76ers. The NBA is going to be stacked, but the Chicago Bulls are back. Like I said, when the season ended, I said the Bulls will be a top 10 team in the NBA and a top 3 team in the Eastern Conference. I know what I'm talking about, everyone. If you haven't turned on your notification for Cross Sports Podcast, you should do it right now as I'm talking. You should do it right now. And we want all of you to grow with us. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell the bird that's chirping outside that Cross Sports is here and Cross Sports is here to stay. Yes, we are. So I'm excited about the Chicago Bulls. I can't wait for the season to start. I'm going to see a Chicago Bulls game this year, and you should too, because the Bulls are back, baby. They are back. The Chicago Bulls are back, baby. And again. So Bulls fans, get ready. The team is going to be better. NBA championship contenders. You heard it on Cross Sports. I cannot wait. Go Bulls! See red! Hey, sports fans, please turn on your notification for Cross Sports Podcast. Subscribe, follow us, download, and please share Cross Sports Podcast on Pandora, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Buzzsprout, and Anchor. You can also find these links on our website, www.cross-sports.net. Next week on Cross Sports, we will do another recap of all sports happening this weekend and next week as well. We'd like to thank all of you for listening, and we'll talk to all of you next time on Cross Sports. Peace.